The eighth day of the blessed month of Tuba, the return of the head of St. Mark the Apostle. On this day in the year 644 AD, the stolen head of the great St. Mark the Apostle was returned. This holy relic of St. Mark was kept in the church of St. Mark in Bokalia in Alexandria. An Arab sailor had entered the church and found this reliquary. He thrust his hand into the sarcophagus of St. Mark, thinking that he would find gold. Instead, his hand came upon the head of St. Mark, and so he stole the expensive shrouds and took the head by night and hid it in the ship and did not tell anyone. When Amr ibn al-As was about to leave Alexandria, all the ships sailed except the one that had the head of St. Mark in it, despite all the attempts of the sailors to move the ship. They realized that it had to be a secret why this ship did not move. Amr ibn al-As ordered to search the ship, and they found the head of the saint hidden within the ship. When they took it off of the ship, it sailed right away. Amr ibn al-As summoned the sailor who had stolen and hid the holy relic, and he confessed his crime, and so Amr punished him. Amr ibn al-As inquired about the Pope of the Coptic people, who was Anbar Benjamin I, the 38th Patriarch of Alexandria. The Pope had fled away and disappeared in the monasteries of Upper Egypt. Amr sent a notice to all the authorities of all the cities of Egypt, giving orders that the Pope's hiding place be kept safe and secure. And Amr asked the Pope to come back to his people and his church. Pope Benjamin did come back, and Amr handed him the holy head. May the blessing of St. Mark be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, in the year 623 AD, Pope Andronicus, the 37th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. After the departure of Pope Anastasius, the fathers and the bishops and the archons all unanimously agreed to consecrate Andronicus as the Patriarch. His enthronement was on the 24th day of Kiak in the year 616 AD. Many hardships befell this father from the Persian invaders. They destroyed 600 monasteries, which were inhabited by monks around Alexandria, and killed the monks therein. And they also killed 700 other monks who lived in caves around the monasteries. This patriarch went around among his people to console them and confirm in them the faith and patience. After he finished his struggle and his good endeavor, he departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 662 AD, Pope Benjamin I, the 38th Pope of Alexandria, departed. When Benjamin was a monk, he had a vision in which an angel told him he would someday be the shepherd of the flock of the Lord Christ. After the departure of Pope Andronicus, Benjamin was unanimously elected to become the new patriarch. He was consecrated as such on the 9th of Tuba in the year 623 AD. He faced many hardships during his papacy from El Mokakas, who was the governor and the Chalcedonian patriarch at the same time. With divine guidance, the Pope fled to the wilderness of Shahit, where he personally witnessed what had befallen the wilderness from the destruction from the Persians. From there, he went into Upper Egypt, where he dwelt in one of the monasteries, and he wrote papal messages to the people concerning keeping the faith and enduring persecution. He remained in hiding for 13 years. Pope Benjamin returned to the papal place in Alexandria after he received a message of peace from Amr ibn al-As. He also received from him the stolen head of St. Mark the Apostle that had been taken by one of the sailors. The Pope took interest in visiting his flock, renovating monasteries and churches that had been ruined. He continued to explain the correct Orthodox teachings, and many who had left the church returned to it. When the Lord willed to relieve him from the toil of this world, Pope Benjamin departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, on this day in the year 1427 AD, Pope Gabriel V, the 88th Patriarch of Alexandria, departed. This Holy Father was from the monastery of the great saint Abba Samuel the Confessor. He pursued the monastic life, and word of his holiness had spread throughout the land, and for this reason his predecessor, Pope Matthias I, prophesied that he would be patriarch after him. When the bishops and the lay leaders gathered to choose a pope for Alexandria, they remembered this prophecy, and so Gabriel was consecrated patriarch on the 26th of Barumhat in the year 1409 AD. This pope was known for his simplicity and asceticism. He visited his flock walking on foot, and many hardships befell him. This pope was an ambassador of peace between the Egyptian sultan and the kings of Ethiopia. He had interest for the church rituals and wrote a book concerning these rituals. When he finished his good endeavor, he departed in peace and was buried with great honor in the Church of the Virgin in Babylon El Darag in Old Cairo. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day in the year 655 AD, the Church of St. Macarius the Great in his monastery in the wilderness of Shahid was consecrated. This took place by the hand of Pope Benjamin I, the 38th Patriarch of Alexandria. While he was consecrating the altar with the holy myrrh or holy oil, he saw the hand of the Lord Christ anointing the altar with him. He also saw an elder standing with a shining countenance, and so the Pope said to himself, "This monk is fit to be a bishop." And an angel of the Lord came and said to the patriarch, "Would you make this elder a bishop? He is Saint Macarius, the father of patriarchs, bishops, and all of the monks. And he has come today to rejoice with his children." And Saint Benjamin said, "Blessed is he, and blessed are his children." And the angel said, "If the monks obey his commandments and follow his orders, they will be with him in glory. But if they disobey, they will have no share with him." But Saint Macarius replied to the angel, saying, "If one grape in a bunch remains, the blessing of the Lord will be on it. For if the love for one another remains among them, I believe that the Lord will never keep them away from his kingdom." And Pope Benjamin marveled at the abundant mercy of Saint Macarius. May the blessing of their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.